It's 107.7 The Bone. Baby Huey and Chasta here. And Chasta, we've been talking about this for months, our Next to Raw contest.
Yeah.
We've been moving along from phases to phases. And it seems only fitting now that we take some time and highlight some of the local bands here from the Bay Area that are in the competition. So we're super excited to talk to them one right now.
We have the Dave Friday of the Dave Friday Band. How cool is that? What's up, Dave?
I am so excited to finally be on the phone with you guys.
I love
and
it.
And finally get, because I haven't got to meet you yet, Chas.
I know.
This is my first time talking to you.
How in the world has that happened? I've got to make it out to a gig.
Oh, yeah, man. You've got to.
I've been rocking out to you guys. I've got your stuff, so I've been rocking out. But it's a whole nother experience from what I've told seeing you guys live.
Oh, yeah, there's fire and explosions, and I jump off the bars.
Yes!
And I do backflips.
I've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen it all.
Baby Huey has to stage dive at your next show, though. That is a new goal.
I'm going to hurt everyone if I do that.
Yeah, sandwich everybody.
All the listeners now are going to hold you to that.
Yeah.
Buddy, it's on.
Seriously.
I had dance on the bar before. Years ago, they got me drunk and they had to dance on the bar with a bunch of girls. That was a long time ago. I think the photos and evidence have been deleted.
Oh, we're bringing it back. Dave, you're going to help me. We're making this happen.
So, Dave.
I used to do it. I had a cordless mic and I jumped up on the table one time and the table fell over.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
And down I went.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you hurt yourself?
No, but, you know, my pride got hurt. People.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, listen, we appreciate making the time today. So just for anyone out there who might be new to the band, so just kind of explain just how long the Dave Friday Band have been together and how'd you guys actually, when and where did you all come together for this?
Okay, so what happened was I decided to go solo, and I've been writing all my music for years. So back in 2005, I started recording all of my songs, and I've got about 170 songs that I've written and recorded all crammed into my computer.
Wow.
Went solo, and Johnny Lima approached me, and Johnny says, you know, I want to record an album for you and let's get your songs out there. And I said, let's do it. So we picked the ones that we liked the best. And it took almost 2 years to get this record done and finalized. And then I needed a band to go out and play this stuff. So I called upon Jimmy and Stevie and our drummer Sorrow. And right away, Jimmy said, I'm in. He heard two songs and he said, I'm in. And same thing with Stevie. And we went into rehearsals 3 weeks later and it was just magic. You know, I knew I found the right guys.
Nice.
Yeah, they're just such great dudes, man. They're just so much talent, and we're just so happy all the time to be with each other. It's great. It's a real brotherhood what we have.
If you had to describe your band's sound to somebody who'd never heard you, how would you describe it?
I get, well, because of my voice, I get a lot of Tesla.
Yep.
Lynch Mob. but, you know, I get a lot of, we've got some country sound in us, too. A lot of blues rock. But you know, it's God, I don't know, man. It's really hard to say. I've been influenced by so many artists. So I think there's just so much that I've been influenced by. So I don't know. I guess, you know, we're kind of a Tesla-ish type band.
Yeah.
Y&T-ish, you know.
Fun party hard rock band.
Yeah, fun party music for sure.
Well, so Dave, you just kind of just alluded to it. Can you kind of explain some of your influences?
Oh, yeah. Well, first and foremost is Eric Martin was my big influence. Mm-hmm. Jeff Keith from Tesla, Dave Menichetti of Y&T. Oh, God. I mean, the list is infinite. But Eric Martin was a big one for me. You know, I love singers who have that rasp in their voice.
Absolutely.
You know, those real glass eaters, you know.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, and I was always a lead guitar player in, you know, growing up. I started playing when I was 13 years old, and I've always been a lead guitarist. But then I was doing background vocals in all the bands I was in, and people said, dude, you should sing, man. You should be a singer, too. And guitar players were a dime a dozen, and everybody was a guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, if I go find a really killer band and I just be the singer, I bet I could find a really easy band to get into, because singers were hard to find.
I think singers are always hard to find, I feel like, especially singers who also have a great stage presence.
Exactly. It's very, very difficult.
Yep.
So, I was lucky that, I could sing and I can play, but a lot of the bands that I had, got involved with, they already had the guitar players. Mm-hmm. So I had to put my guitar down for a while and just be the singer. And that was really difficult because I didn't know what to do when the guitarist goes into a guitar solo.
Yeah.
I don't know how to dance. On stage.
That's when you grab a tambourine or something.
Or jump off tables.
Or jump off of tables and fall down. That was always a big show.
Yeah.
But I got used to it over the years, and I finally, taught myself how to be a good front man. But it was scary,
mm-hmm.
But I've got my guitar back on, so, it's all good now, man. I'm really happy.
And you do it well. So, obviously, you're located here in the Bay. That's why we're talking to you. But let's talk about the Bay Area rock scene. Can you pinpoint either, a favorite venue or even a favorite show that you have played here in the Bay?
My favorite venue, God, and they're just falling rapidly. There's just no, it's really sad. It used to be the Avalon, but
I loved the Avalon.
Anymore.
Yes, I know.
Wasn't that the greatest?
It was.
It was the greatest place. But locally, I would say the Quarter Note.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that was the club I had a heat stroke in a few months back.
Oh, you're kidding! Oh my God!
Yeah, our first show. It was so hot in that place, and by the fifth song, I nearly passed out. I think you were there, too.
Yeah,
I was there, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I started to collapse on stage, and I was going to throw up all over the first row, and I ended up running down the stairs.
That is so rock and roll of you. You committed, You went for it.
Oh, I committed. But you know what, Chasta? After the sixth song, I said, that's it. I'm either going to just throw up or I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
So I had to run.
Oh.
And they turned the AC off. So next day, come to find out, they had AC the whole time.
Oh my God. That's brutal.
Hey, I got to tell you a funny story. Do we have time?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so a few weeks back, you guys were doing a podcast show. You gave us a really wonderful plug. We had an upcoming event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Chasta, you were describing, as we were getting into October, you were describing your love for fall and Halloween and pumpkin candles.
Oh, Lord, yes.
All the things that coincide with fall. And I'm like thinking, oh, my God, that's so cool because I love all that stuff. I love pumpkin candles in Halloween and cold weather.
Yes.
So we weren't friends on Facebook yet. So I emailed you and I said, hey, this is Dave. And I listened to the show and I was wanting to tell you, I love pumpkin candles and I love fall in October. And I wrote this big long thing and I thought, oh my God, this girl doesn't even know me. And she probably thinks I'm some psycho or something. Did you ever get that email?
No. Where did you send it to?
I sent it on Facebook.
Was it a Facebook message?
Check your,
You know what? I bet it went into that damn. So do you know how Facebook splits? Like if you're not friends yet, they split your inbox into people that you know or people that you're friends or whatever. And then there's a whole nother hidden inbox and all my crap goes there. Dave, I feel like a jerk. No, I did not get the email.
No, don't. Don't. I felt so weird. I thought.
I'm looking right now as we speak. I'm looking right now, but keep talking.
I felt so stupid after I wrote that.
There it is. I just got it. It says, I'm showing Danny as we speak so he can see it. So, So when you get these messages.
Hey, I love candles and I love pumpkins and I love Halloween. And I just thought afterwards, oh my God, what an idiot I am.
What? Oh my God, you must feel that way because that was September 7th. You probably thought, hold on. You probably thought I was the biggest bitch. Like this girl is such a snot. She won't even respond to me. Dave, I did not get it.
I didn't think that at all. I just thought I sounded like a total loon.
No, after we get done with this, I will go read it and respond. And oh my God, you have the cutest dog ever. I'm dying over your cover photo.
Daughter. That's my little girl. In fact, she's sitting with me right now. She goes everywhere her daddy goes.
Give her a snuggle for me.
I will.
Oh, my God.
From Vegas. We went to Vegas over the weekend, and I missed her so much. Man, I was like, I can't go anywhere I miss her so bad.
You sound like me talking about my son, Cody. We left my son for the first time this weekend, and I was having a heart attack. So you with your dog and me with my son. We are kindred spirits, Dave. I love it.
And candles and fall weather.
Exactly.
And dogs.
And dogs.
So, Dave, I mean, I'm just really curious. Why did the Dave Friday Band enter the Next to Rock contest?
Well, we just want to spread the love, man. We want to, I want to be the best that we can be. You know, I want to, I don't have a record company, but, you know, I'm my own record company.
Right.
And we're doing a lot of great things right now. I'm just so grateful to all the people who are making this thing what it is and all the response that I'm getting from people. And I mean, I'm just so grateful to everybody and the emails I get, but we found out about the contest. In fact, Baby Huey, Danny, you emailed me about it and I didn't even know about it. I'm kind of out of the loop when it comes to things like this. So I told the guys and I said, hey, check this out. And they already knew about it. And Jimmy had already signed us up for it.
So, way to go,
yeah.
Jimmy.
He's like, yeah. Yeah. He's like, dude, already on it.
That's awesome.
Like, okay, cool.
That's great.
So, yeah, I mean, every little thing helps. I just want to go as far as I can go with this. We're having so much fun. And I just am blown away how well this is going, and everybody is just, I mean, rock and roll is still alive, man.
Absolutely. Amen to that. So for the Dave Friday Band, obviously you're focused on Next to Rock. That's one of your priorities right now. But besides that, what does the rest of the year, maybe early 2018, look like for you guys?
It looks pretty good. Lots of things pop up. Like tomorrow something could come up, but we have the one I'm really excited about is playing with my idol, who is Tom Kiefer from Cinderella.
Yes, I saw that. That's awesome.
In fact, a few minutes ago when you asked me who my influences were, I forgot to mention Tom Kiefer, and another big one is Richie Kotzen, of course. But Tom Kiefer is a real big one for me. When Cinderella came out, they hit me really hard. I love that
too.
Band. So we're playing with them on the 9th of November, and we're going to be down in Pasadena. I know it's kind of a ways, but if anybody in the Pasadena area, we're going to be at a place called The Rose.
Mm-hmm. I've been there,
the
yeah.
Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then December 1st, we're going to be at Vinny's. And then January 13th is the club called Holy Diver.
Okay. Gotcha.
And that's in Sacramento with LA Guns. And that's going to be with Phil Lewis and Tracy Guns, man. So that's going to be a kick in the shorts.
For sure. That's going to be a great show.
Yeah. And then January 20th. This is one I'm really excited about, is at the Catalyst with Y&T.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. We were just talking about the Catalyst over the weekend. They booked some great shows, so that'll be another huge one. You guys got your calendar full, it sounds like.
Yeah, and like I said, things pop up all the time, so we never know what's going to happen. But for right now, that's what we have on the books.
That's awesome. Well,
so, and if I'm forgetting anything... the guys are going to give me a shoe to the pants, so I hope I got everything right.
Well, follow Dave, the Dave Friday Band, all over social media. So you guys are very active and posting everything. So kudos to your band for staying on top of it. But Dave, listen, we appreciate you making the time today. I know you're a busy man, so we encourage the listeners, go to 1077thebone.com, go to the Next to Rock page, check out the Dave Friday Band, and make sure to vote. It's very important. That's what this whole contest is about. And so, Dave, our fingers are crossed that you guys can win this, because that way we can brag that a Bay Area band won this entire contest.
Yeah.
Dude, that would be so rad.
Right?
I totally want to win.
It's got to happen.
So fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to.
Well, we appreciate you, Dave. And you and I, we got to hang out soon. And like I said, kindred spirits, I'm going to, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to respond to your email.
Okay, yeah, that'll be funny. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But yeah, Danny, if we win this thing, you are going to be at the show, and we're going to definitely have you do some stage diving, brother.
Oh, it's happening. God. You heard it right
you
here.
And me both.
At the Viper Room.
Yes!
I'm going to jump up on the table, and I'm going to jump on the bar, and you're going to stage dive, and people are going to love it.
Hey, you know what? Maybe Desmond Child and all them, Bob Ezrin, Gavin Russo, maybe they'll be in the front row, and that's who you're going to stage dive onto. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Right.
Bush cancels the rest of their tour.
I know. I can hear them right now. Excuse me. We did not sign up for that. No. That's not happening.
Get the big guy off of it.
It'll always be burned in their memories, just like small pumpkin candles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, on that note, that's a perfect way to wrap that up.
I love it.
Well, Dave, listen, thank you again for making the time today. Good luck with everything
thank
with
you.
Your band. We appreciate it. We love you guys, and we'll catch you at the next
love
show.
Love you, too.
Awesome.
Hey,
thank you.
Dave.
On behalf of the guys, I want to say thank you, too, for what you and Shasta do, all your plugs that you guys give us. You've been such a support system for us.
It's truly our pleasure. You know, we do anything and everything we can for the local rock community. So it is, it's our pleasure, and we love you guys. Send our love to the rest of the guys, okay?
I will.
All right. Cool. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.